It's more like radio.
Hey, you want to say something really scary? We live in a world where society has poisoned the souls of men. It hovers over them like a dark cloud, and they can't do anything about it, because they're just a regular everyday working class.
People like me.
They get down on their hands and knees, and they whisper these little lies and secrets into their ears. But I have a secret of my own.
I will smack it's your face happen. Off of your face.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Dr. King is dead. Malcolm X is dead. I'm that new guy. I'm that new inspiration. I'm the guy you look at when your daddy ain't in your life, when your daddy in prison. I'm that guy that comes to your high school and tell you you can make it happen. Greatness is upon you. You better act like it.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listeners of all ages. The time right now is 5:03 p.m. The day, Tuesday, October 6th, which can only mean one simple thing. You are tuned in to morelikeradio.com. I am your master of ceremonies, the best in the world, the king of kings himself, Mr. No Days Off. Johnny 5, a.k.a. Sir Darkside, and welcome to another episode of My Time Now. What do we got in store for you? Well, The Flash. Yeah. The Flash is back and in action tonight on CW. So if you're not already watching that, that means that you're here loyally and faithfully, and I thank you for being here. If you are watching that, you've tuned into the show via the download on morelikeradio.org, and I thank you for coming and sharing what it is that you know with us via the chat room and the stream. You know, I mean, it's going down. We're going to talk a little bit of details that were revealed to us by Microsoft a little bit earlier. We are also going to talk about a little artist by the name of Lil Bibby. And I never thought I'd be talking about someone on the interweb named Lil Bibby, but it's happening and it's going down. This and Mar, which is French for more, coming up today, tonight. Right now, on My Time Now, let's jump off with a little bit of SoulCon and Solstice 5 for you, because it's about that time.
I'm gonna die. Don't be saying that. I'm scared. No reason to be scared. You're not gonna be scared of it.
Don't you be comforting me when I can see the truth staring me in the face.
I'm scared, I'm gonna tell you here. Stranger.
You're not fucking dying, alright? Alright?
Well, if my throat could hit the notes, I could have been one, yeah. I feel as though I'm at the Silver Dome to lift Andre. Soy muy rico, but never been suave. I eat a pound of uncooked rice and spit sake.
So folks asking where souls at. Been a whole year, we drive no tracks, but they don't ask for my bones shed. Against my skin, a white plain phone tag. Where my phone has this notepad, and this notepad had a novet. I wrote the list of pros and cons of taking my life with my own hands. What a Rosambo to the gonads. Not to be the dead horse to the bone fragments, but I learned it being my own man. It's more than not just being my old man. Where the hell you been? If I told you that you fail view me, this what happens when you tell true me. You stale view. I may start it from the bottom, but I fell through it. You said that my pen is a gift, so is Elliot Smith, so that'll help me a bit. If they find my body with a belt looped around my neck, cause I ain't get my real Butrin. Back then, thought I'd get that milli. I guess that's just that sin that give me. Cause now I'm all grown up for Kev and Winnie, but I ain't blown up yet like Wedge Antilles. I don't do it for Dale. If I'ma spread that Philly, friends and family, gotta spend that with me. Step back, give me a little room to resist, cause I ain't moving the ants, grown up back then with me. Need a date to myself like Rex Man in it, cause I'm up to my neck, cause that red man image on there is a dark, and I'm scared if I stop everywhere that I walk, cause a dead man sitting in the pump, action up in the trunk, can't fix it, got the funk, can't feel me, y'all are just fan fiction, got one name, ripping on a rug, ass lifting under front end, slipping with his thumb, man's in them. This is not a comeback, I'm just Todd Smith. I'm his mama, said Knox. Y'all get ungiving fucks and crickets. Say you come, man, this will be a blood baptism. You say he's the best. If I beat my chest, no beast left. Can I decompress? Life isn't gonna sleep with sex. Similar to white sniffers with a cheeky neck. But what you do on your worst day?
You so search.
What you get for your birthday? You pulses move closer. From a reaction, it's a unique ass who coasters. Came out of my coma, hard to kill. So y'all gon' feel like the player on my poster. Getting dunked on, if you're thinking I'm wrong, you can take it out with both of them. Gotta deal with them salty feelings. I care with the L that he called for King. And Ghost got him with a ghost to read. And I chose the only sound to get nice to breathe. And I fought my demons, his race I'm going. Y'all can see it in the way I do. So I can never be the pet A.I.P. type to say I do. And they say I do. What deja vu? Is that a face I knew? Wait, ain't I you? Are you an A.I. too? Cause you say sky and they say it's yellow. But that doesn't mean that it ain't I zoo. I got away with words. Sometimes that's how I got away with words. The kindness stains the earth with blood. And that ain't something the entertainment's worth. Nobody owes me their forgiveness, but I hope that you know that I'm listening. When you say that if you were gone, nobody would notice the difference.
But you're so wrong.
The sound wind makes to life. The sentience of animals. What we fear in the dark and what lies beyond the darkness.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about seeing beyond fear, Roger. About looking at the world with love.
Niggas know the chain swinging, dunks on my feet, know the name ringing. Niggas know I'm classical. Got a room full of niggas.
All eyes on me, little like the post players. Cause even when I'm hot, fuck with me in the close place. All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
Better make sure you double check. I've been working hard, I deserve a double check. You sure, yeah, she let it set. And I let her head call a rubber neck. Where you been? Sorry for the wait. Didn't tell your mama, sorry for the wait. And I would've brought flowers, but them reservations was hard to make. Lifetime is my only friend, so every line I be going in. So every dime, tell her bring a friend. Now that's a repeat, here we go again. Hit the bar, never pay a cent. Pull strings, never play the lick. But shorty wanna play and lick. But I'm a boss, I'll keep it.
Niggas know the chain swinging. Dunks on my feet, know the name ringing. Niggas know I'm classical. Got a room full of niggas.
All eyes on me.
Niggas know the chain swinging. Dunks on my feet, know the name ringing. Niggas know I'm classical. Got a room full of niggas.
All eyes on me.
And you should see the new Benz. It came with a few friends. I should've wore the bow tie.
Bow tie.
Just to tie up some loose ends.
Yeah.
Crunch time, heavy for the work.
Heavy for the work.
Lunch time, ready for the work.
Let's go.
So every single punchline. Touchdown once I hit the turf. Overtime, ski, Belichick. Team shite. That's a terrorist act. Same niggas screaming, rip your hood. Same niggas that ain't never left. So they know once I hit the ad, I take them out the game. Like love when he hit the calves. Shoot at your feet, hit your calves. Get this kid a jab. Go.
Niggas know the chain swinging. Dunks on my feet, know the name ringing. Niggas know I'm classical. Got a room full of niggas. Niggas know the chain swinging. Dunks on my feet, know the name ringing. Niggas know I'm classical. Got a room full of niggas.
All eyes on me, little rapper for most players. Even when I'm hot, fuck with me and be close later.
All eyes on me. CZWrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra-violent underground.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
And if you haven't gone about changing that username yet, you probably should do so, like, yesterday. I mean, what are you waiting for? Today's a pretty cool day for techies. Microsoft hit it out of the park this morning with their new unveiling of, things to come right now. They revealed their Surface Pro 4. They revealed their new phone line. Their new, what is it called? Pencil thingy that they use for their Surface. They reveal this new virtual reality technology that they have coming out with quote unquote holdable VR items. And I feel like all those things being extremely cool and nice, nothing was more intense and out of the box than the unveiling of their new Surface Book, which the name's a little silly, and I get it. MacBook, Surface Book. It sounds like a good idea, but I feel like they could have gone a different direction with the name. But the overall design and the concept that they've got down with that, this laptop, starting at $1,499, I believe it was, it's phenomenal, man. It is a little ironic that in a segment when they were unveiling the Surface Pro 4, you know, the buzzword or the buzz statement was, it's going to replace your laptop. And then immediately after that, they debut their new laptop. What makes the laptop really monumental for Microsoft is that it's their first in-house made laptop. And it's truly beyond anything that I've ever seen. And that's what technology needs. And I feel like it is so often foreshortened, this concept that if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But that doesn't really get you anywhere. That doesn't get you innovation. I mean, for the longest while, phones, the concept of what a cell phone was wasn't broke either, but people still tried to innovate it. And, you know, you see so many companies stuck in that pigeonhole, like Apple is, like HTC is with their phones, that, you know, they don't want to go outside the box. When you look at what Samsung did with their phones, both the Note 6 Plus, or whatever, I think it's just the Note 6, and the Edge, it is outside of the box. Now, do I ever use my Edge? No, except for accidentally. Like, I've never once used the Edge for anything at all, but it's still a good look. You know, I just got into a conversation with someone at my job the other day about, you know, phones and the Apple and their new 3D technology thing that they're using, which isn't really a 3D. It's just bringing an image to the forefront, or opening objects or emails, or, you know, to the in the forefront. Not really so much 3D, misleading in the name, but useful, maybe. I personally feel that it's about as useful as the Edge on my Edge Plus. Your brain isn't there yet, to the sense that when I pick up my phone, I don't immediately think to swipe the Edge to get quick access to time and all that good stuff. Will that save me tons of battery life? I'm sure it will, but I don't initially think to do that. So when I think of Apple's new OS, the amount of people that are going to instinctively do that off the back is going to be a hard-fought battle to show any type of actual usefulness from that that capability. I think the coolest thing that the Apple has done, which I don't understand why mobile phones haven't done it yet, and again, this goes to show you to attest to Apple's forward thinking when they want to, you know, is that front-facing photos, selfies, the screen is the flash, which, again, I don't know why that hasn't been fucking done yet, but good job on that. But I just feel like they're stuck. They're stuck with that same unibody design. They're stuck with that same old-looking iPhone. Same thing with HTC. HTC stuck with that same design because it's safe, it's comfortable. Apple's been doing it with their computers for a decade now almost, and it's really nice to see someone stepping out and doing something so different and so unique. You know, I mean, it's for sure a game changer, and of course we're gonna have to see how it functions in everyday use, and you know, I'm definitely going to be on that, because it's a game changer in certain regards of what it provides and what it allows for you to do. You know, whether you're a musician, an artist, you know, or in you know, an entrepreneur, this allows for you to be those things and to do it way more efficiently than you, at least from what I've seen, way more efficiently than what you can do on a Mac, which is Mac's biggest selling point. You know, the fact that if you're an artist, especially, or a musician, you typically tend to use a Mac because of its ease of use. But if this Surface Book can pull off what it has set out to do, well, the Mac's going to have to get back to, Apple's going to have to get back to the drawing board and fucking start recalibrating some things and bringing some more to the tables. I mean, if you haven't checked it out yet, I highly recommend you do. I'm going to read for you here a little bit of an article from, I want to say it's The Verge. Verge is real good at posting applicable, kind of relevant information for you to kind of get behind and understand. So, article starts, the very concept of a Microsoft hardware event still feels weird to me. Software constitutes half of Microsoft's name and most of its DNA, and yet today we were treated to a 110-minute presentation showing off Microsoft's hardware engineering acumen. And the whole thing was so breathlessly exciting that it felt more like 110 seconds. The most inspiring, intriguing, and frankly irresistible new hardware today coming from Microsoft. And those that, again, and it's really strange for, and I think you can hear it in that first sentence. It's really strange for people to be excited for a Microsoft product that ain't an Xbox. You know, and that's because it's been so long since they've done anything worthwhile since, you know, and that this is, I'm counting before the launch of Windows 10, you know. With the Surface Pro 4, Microsoft has taken the concept it pioneered of a tablet with a keyboard cover, a stylus, and a fully featured OS, and has refined it into an elegant, frightfully efficient productivity machine. Apple's iPad Pro and Google's Pixel C are neophyte reactions to Microsoft's aggressive innovations, but they're already behind this latest generation, which, again, a testament to how far Microsoft is willing to go, and that is what you need to do. You get comfortable and you get left behind, and then you're stuck playing catch up. And then by the time you're caught up, you're left behind again. You know, right? I was just looking at an article that stated that in Android's latest operating system, Marshmallow, and iOS 9 are the closest that they have ever been as far as usability, you know, and functionality. And that's funny because for the longest while, Apple has been playing catch up, you know. The OS has been trying to catch up to the innovations that Android set forth in their operating system. And that's the same thing that happened to Apple. They got comfortable in their design and in their OS. They didn't really do anything new, and they were losing because of it. And then they started to make the necessary changes that they needed to in order to stay a relative competitor. And that's what these other companies are doing, including Apple, in regards to the hardware and their tablet design. You know, The original Surface and Surface Pro were great ideas that fell super short. And then you had the Surface 2 and the Surface Pro 2, and that kind of built upon what the Surface Alpha already set forward to do, but it still fell behind. And then you saw real change in the Surface 3 and the Surface Pro 3. And now they've done away with the lighter end entirely, you know. I think I have the last of a generation in the Surface 3 because of the fact that there is no more, there is no Surface 4. There's just the Surface Pro 4, which is, you know, by all regards, in my opinion, the ultimate productivity machine based off of what it can do. You know, and to quote right off the stage, I mean, you can literally write music on it. And that is a huge deal, I feel, for any musician who takes their craft seriously. You know, you have this ability to create something from scratch, from each individual note, for those of you who know notes, you know, that is a huge game changer when it comes to taking something from head, from mind, transferring it onto this digital piece of paper, and then being able to take that and then copy and duplicate, cut, paste, change, rearrange, erase, you know, tweak. That's huge. The article goes on. With the blah, 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 catching up, Microsoft is comparing the Surface 4 against the MacBook Air, and rightly so, given its tablet Intel Skylake processor, larger 12.3-inch display, and abundance of memory storage and connectivity options. The brand new Surface Book is like the original Surface Pro, another effort at complete reinvention. The Surface Book deconstructs the laptop and reconstructs it in the shape of a hybrid device of the sort we've never seen before. Microsoft didn't just make a new tablet with a detachable keyboard. It designed a whole new hinge and attachment mechanism, amply called the Fulcrum, and it intelligently split up the internal components to deliver both a light and sleek tablet and powerful laptop. The discrete NVIDIA graphics chip sits among a battery of batteries inside of the keyboard dock, liberating the tablet of most of its heft when power is not a priority, but keeping it substantially PC-like when the whole thing is connected and operating as one. And that is phenomenal when it comes to maintaining battery life, that 12 hours of battery life. One of the things that he, you know, the presenter, I forget his name, made a point to basically saying is, you know, it's for people who want to work, and it's for people who want, you know, who want to play League of Legends and games of that sort. And I think that having a viable laptop to do those things, you know, very important, especially in this age of computer gaming. A lot of people prefer computer gaming over console gaming, and Windows 10 gives you that ability to stream, you know, and now you have the power to just flat out play. And those things are just, it's just, it's massive, you know. If you want to read more of the article, just head on over to Verge.com and you can check it out. The title of the article is "Microsoft Has Warmed My Cold, Cynical Heart with Hot New Hardware." And I'm telling you, it is worth it. And it is by far easily the future of not just productivity devices, but I feel of entertainment as a freaking whole. And that is big. Big, 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 big. Here is Ace by Pure Knowledge and Lex Leosis.
Okay, now hello there, my friend. the people looking small. Oh, oh, oh. But the higher that I get, oh, oh, oh. The harder I will fall. No one else around. I wonder if I fall, will I make a sound? I just can't slow down. I'm trying to spread my wings, but I know. Rest until no time for heads or tails. The ocean up above is where I'm setting sail. My engine will just fade to black. They sink down, but so I can't look back. So high, I can't believe that I can see all. I'm flying free, but I'm a free.
See what I'm gonna see. Ain't no shame in my game, homie. This is me.
You know that my potential infinity. Yeah. My pen is perfectly poised. Pieces of paper piled up. That's how I stay employed. And Peter Piper picked a pack of pickle rappers annoyed. Pointed pistols of poetry penetrating they pores. Poison absorbed. Life ain't always sweet. Sometimes it's diabetic. Depression told me you ain't got no parents. You pathetic. Got my PhD in preservation. My guidance was prosthetic. Plus, Papa was a preacher. So, partner, I'm prophetic. Huh? That mean that I seem to have a thing that I mean that I make you scream. Got a gin and a dream and a scene that I only see on screen. Shit, but I mean, I'm a king of the lead and it's all about what I bring. So I'd rather have us kiss the sky, we never kiss the ring. You don't get it, they want the heaven, I'm DNA. It costs to be the boss, but never pays to be a slave. Look, this is your life and your call. Just don't let the way that you were raised become the reason you fall. And I'ma get it, yeah.
And I'ma be what I'm gonna be, yeah. And I'ma see what I'm gonna see. Ain't no shame in my game, homie, this is me. You know that my potential infinity, yeah. And I'ma be what I'm gonna be, yeah. And I'ma see what I'm gonna see. Ain't no shame in my game, homie, this is me. You know that my potential infinity.
No matter what they say about me, they can't go a day without me. Even though they come around, I know they feel some way about me. Been on this road so long, seems like every day is cloudy. I find a way to go on, even though these haters doubt me. But I see they vividly, but it never happens instantly. But they all switch up eventually, but a car just sold in the industry. I know my intentions seem lofty, but that's essentially why these niggas have contempt for me. But I know what my heart is meant to be. Picture me, follow and strive. Worship is something that's hollow inside. You never can tell what your mark or hide. You either let go or you swallow your pride. I was advised, never be different, just listen and stay in your lane. Find it pathetic how you can be mad and pathetic to someone that's sharing his pain. This is a shame. I never want to be that person that has emerged in such a deep burden that he keeps searching for a diversion, knowing he's hurting. This is disturbing. We must redeem our worth, but we can never be free if we cling to this earth. I know.
Yeah, and I'ma be what I'm gonna be. Yeah, and I'ma see what I'm gonna see. Ain't no shame in my game, homie, this is me. You know that my potential infinity. Yeah, and I'ma be what I'm gonna be. Yeah, and I'ma see what I'm gonna see. Ain't no shame in my game, homie, this is me. You know that my potential infinity.
Weddings used to be the celebration of a couple's marriage with friends, family, and loved ones. Today, weddings are an event, kind of like WrestleMania, because people don't just get married and throw a party anymore. No. Now they gotta make a giant spectacle out of the whole thing.
And now for your main event, Kimberly and Marty Stewart - Festerman!
The average wedding in the United States costs $25,000. $25,000 for one day. That's over $1,000 an hour. That's f***ing insane. For that money, you could buy a new car, put a down payment on a house, or pay for 1 year of college tuition, or get like 25 mid-class hookers. I imagine. I'm not really sure. I'm guessing here. Weddings have just become a giant competition to see who can trump who. But in the end, they're all the same. Every goddamn wedding now comes standard with mason jars, string lights, photo booths, and some silly song and dance to introduce the wedding party. Gee, it's almost like I didn't come to this identical wedding last weekend, and then 2 weeks before that. Couples are constantly overplanning weddings. I like live music just as much as the next person, but there's a time and place. Nothing is harder and more awkward to dance to than a rendition of a Nicki Minaj song sung by a group of 50-year-old white dudes. Just do what everyone else does and hire the DJ who isn't up to speed with current music and only plays songs you asked him not to. If you're really lucky, you'll get to be a part of a photo where the wedding party is pretending to run away from some Photoshop thing that's chasing them. Kind of like in this photo. Guys, run! Really feel that joke's encapsulated in the photo that's over my shoulder right here. Destination weddings are the worst, especially if they're in one of the last places on Earth you want to go. Cancun! Wow, yeah, no, that sounds like a super time. When is it again? I don't know, I think I have a softball game that weekend. If I'm going way out of pocket on this thing and have to take time off of work, for God's sakes, please make it a destination worth going. Cancun, really? Was it a senior trip?
Let's bong some beers and I'm gonna marry Michelle!
And if you throw a wedding that doesn't have an open bar, then I think you've greatly underestimated our friendship. In fact, I think I'm gonna need that present back, come to think of it. In the end, every single wedding will most definitely incorporate what you've grown to expect. The constant waiting around, terrible food, and that drunk older dude who won't stop hitting on your date. Just take comfort in knowing that someday you'll be that drunk older dude. Circle of life. In the circle of life.
Get all the best talk in one place. MoreHeadRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, Danielle, you know when you're watching the news and you see those really dumb people?
Yeah.
You know how you just want to make fun of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can. All you got to do is take those really stupid articles or videos that you see online and send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
What's that address again?
It's dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show.
Right here on morelikeradio.com, Sundays, noon to 2.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Just that simple. Just that simple. Download the app. Never miss a show. I mean, it ain't rocket science, you know? Oh, man. What is happening on the radio these days? I tell you. 50 million plays of the same fucking song in the span of an hour, rewound, sped up, slowed down, remixed, slice. What's the other one that they're doing now? Chopped and screwed. It's a good song though, boy. Chopped and screwed. Fucking T-Pain killing the game. It's all the same shit. All the same shit on the radio, and motherfuckers eat it up. Just like Captain Crunch, fucking Cheerios. Put some honey on that bitch and just, yum, tasty. And every now and again, you get a motherfucker like Kid Cudi changing the game. Kid Cudi, Microsoft in it. That's what we can call it from now on. Whenever someone's changing the game, we can call that Microsoft in it. But then, you motherfuckers say some stupid shit. Like with Macklemore, Microsoft it in. With Downtown, motherfuckers stood up, said some stupid shit. When Kanye West Microsofted it with his Twisted Little Fantasy thing, you motherfuckers said some shit. And now you got Kid Motherfucking Cudi Microsofting it, and you motherfuckers got something to say. Well, surprise. An article posted on hiphopdx.com Kid Cudi responds to criticism over new material. Kid Cudi took to Twitter today, October 6th, to address criticism and explain his process in making new music. My first two albums were meant to be untapped, he says in one of the posts. I didn't even think I'd live to make another record after MOTM 2, Man on the Moon 2. Cudi released two Man on the Moon albums, one in 2009 and 2010, and in January said that he would work on a third installment of the series if the original team came together. Now, the Cleveland artist says that the project doesn't exist. It's just a title, he says. It will be nothing like any of my previous work, just like all my releases. Cudi expresses frustration over people trying to stifle his creative abilities. If you don't like what I'm doing now, please abort the train. Do not buy my music from here on out. It's not for you. No hard feelings. Help me help you save some money and energy. We have reached a frequency only the chosen can hear. The more open the mind and heart, the more powerful the experience. If you only like my first two albums, I'm not mad at that. It used to bother me, but not anymore. I'm just tired of the bitching and people telling me what to do. We all have choices. Just don't listen or buy the music and you'll be fine. Boom. Mic drop. Done. The former G-O-O-D music artist is working on Speeding Bullet to Heaven. I want to reiterate that last part there. I'm just tired of the bitching and people telling me what to do. We all have choices. Just don't listen or buy the music and you be fine. Just don't listen or buy the music and you'll be fine. That is an echo that resounds on so many different levels. I say that every single time someone complained about some stupid shit about a video game, and in particular Destiny. You don't have to buy, you know, like them, don't like them. You don't have to buy it and you'll be fine. I mean, of course, what I do, it's entertainment, you know? So yeah, I'm going to nitpick. I'm going to complain. I'm going to say some stupid shit. I'm here to entertain as well as enlighten, you know? So, yeah, I get a pass, conveniently, whatever. But at the end of the day, I don't talk about articles I don't want to talk about. I don't highlight artists I don't want to talk about. I don't want to highlight, you know, I don't have to highlight anybody. And most of the times I try to just highlight the shit that I like, you know. So with that being said, you don't gotta buy the album. You don't gotta listen to the songs. So you shouldn't have shit to say about it. You didn't help make it. You didn't give any input while it was being made. You didn't spend any money towards the making of it. You're not losing any money if it doesn't sell. So what does it matter to you? Nothing. I want to read to you some of the tweets that he put out there. I deal with the same thing. Every time I release music, it empowers me, the hate, the doubt. When I succeed, which I will, you will honor me. I am beyond excited. I have all the confidence in the world. This album will change everything. Microsoft in it. Hashtag Microsoft in it. It's still me, your big bro. I'm in the business of introducing you to new experiences. Take you beyond what you know. Enlighten, strengthen, motivant. I hate telling you guys a date and then having to change it, so I want to lock in a release date and that be the day. For those who still care, I'll have release info within the next 2 weeks. Want to avoid date pushbacks and delays. Okay, whew. Been wanting to get this off my chest. I feel better now. I'm just tired of the bitching and people telling me what to do. We all have choices. Just don't listen or buy and you'll be fine. If you only like my first two albums, I'm not mad at that. It used to bother me, but not anymore. We have reached a frequency only the chosen can hear. The more open the mind and heart, the more powerful the experience. Help me help you save some money. And goes on to basically detail the stuff in the article. And, you know, I mean, there you have it, dude. Just shut up and buy, or shut up and don't buy. But man's going to do what a man's going to do. And I think, and that's one of the things that I respect most about the Cudi, because, I mean, he's been doing different since he got into the game. Now, I personally didn't like Man on the Moon 2, I'll be honest with you, but I didn't buy it. You know, he was on some next level shit that I wasn't on. Wasn't me. But with that being said, I might go back and give it a listen, you know. Definitely going to give this new project a listen, you know, because that's what you got to do. You got to approach everything with an open mind and an open ear, and you'll be surprised what you hear, you know. So, I mean, I think this is a good road that my man's is on here. And it can only get better. You know, it can only get better. Good times, huh? Good times. Just in case you are just tuning in, you're listening to morelikeradio.com. This is my time now. I am your master of ceremonies, the best in the world, Mr. No Days Off himself, the King of Kings, Johnny Five, a.k.a. Sir Darkside. And if you are an artist that wants to have yourself heard or seen, oh yeah, we're moving up, upward thinking. If you're an artist that wants to have yourself heard or seen, please contact us via email. mc.itsmtn@gmail.com. Let us know what you do, where you do it, how it's done. Send us some examples of your work via links or attachments. And we will check it out and we will get back to you. I want to make sure that everyone gets their opportunity to be acknowledged by the people. And being that I am the voice of the voiceless, I want to give you that opportunity. So again, the email to send to is mc.itsmtn@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on Twitter at itsmtn or facebook.com/itsmtn, and boom, just drop a little post. We'll check it out. If you can't tell, my body is battling off a cold right now, or whatever it is. I think one of the nitwits at my job got me sick, or it happened when I was going in and out of the walk-in fridge, counting inventory, and getting a little sweaty, opening up them damn pores right there, and it might have happened then, but definitely fighting the good fight right now. Let's go ahead and get into like a nice little musical block, starting with Ra's al Ghul by Soul Khan. I mean, easily one of my favorites And we're going to go into a little bit of me, a.k.a. Sir Darkseid, with Go. You dig what I'm saying? You feel what I'm telling you? Then we're going to jump into some Lex Leosis, some Valley Vicious, some Rome featuring Olivia Louise, some Sire, and some Kelly Mays. And then when we come back, we're going to talk Little Bibby on police officers. And this masterpiece, son? I don't know. But his point of view may actually shock you. So stick around. This is My Time Now, only on More Like Radio. Come on, you guys know this one. More Like Radio.com, guys. Come on. It's not that hard. .com. Get it together, okay? Jeez Louise.
Even when Conti and Kenny are getting lessons about technology, it always becomes...
Get a fucking PC.
It's more.
There's a little gray drop-down box
now. There
arrow.
Is not. Not when someone's calling you, Joey.
I never want to see a gray drop-down box. Unless it's my grandmother's funeral.
Then you're kneeling at the wrong end, stupid.
The Conti and Kenny Show, Monday nights, 7 to 10, on morelikeradio.com.
Now.
just wanna live life free of pain. But every time I get away, they pull me back again. I'm playing chess with the devil. It's a dangerous game. All my friends looking like I'll never be the same. Like I'm damaged goods and I'm worthless. And some days I swear I feel like I'm worthless. And so I grab a drink, but now I drink less. I remember getting mad drunk and feeling mad best. This life is like a merry-go, but without the merry, it's like a scary go. And as I look around, I'm feeling all alone. Couldn't reach the top of your charts if I was fucking flown. Not hip-hop enough for you fucking clones. That's a sad day. Somebody pass the phone.
Damn, I always seem to get your voicemail. Why you never hit me back? You know I'm stuck here in here. I tried to make the best out of bad for so many years. I know they say I shouldn't, but I have caught so many tears. Yeah, and I'm sick of trying to reach you. And now I'm such an atheist cause I wanna delete you. I swear, I'm not trying to beat you. All I'm saying is you seem so secret and I can't see you. But really, I'm just dying to meet you. It's like all my father's left me at home. So what would you do? Yeah, I'm full of hurt and so full of rage. Poor black man, same story, just a different page. I know, that's what they're gonna say. But can you truly tell me this the shit you hearing every day? On the radio, on the YouTube channels. Do you like the popping bottles and the women getting handled? Do you like the degradation and the image they're projecting? Cause if you do, the culture's doing, that's just my projection. And I'm as wrong as Nostradamus is. I just wanna get away and have a couple kids. Make a lot of cash and in the process fucking kill this shit. I've been the fucking best at this, y'all just too used to hit this shit. And I just wanna hit it big. Hashtag life over everything, that's just how I live. I go to sleep stressed and wake up, have a couple beers. I've been going hard for a minute, but you don't fucking care. Go.
Children need a guide, isn't always in this music. Remember who is listening when you are bumping to it. Tell them the truth, no matter what it is, cause I promise it will resonate with some little kid. Promise they'll connect to you, tell them the real story. Stand up to your fears and don't you ever be sorry. Where am I to go when no home is safe? Where am I to go on this coldest night? Where am I to go?
Let's be honest, it's real. It is really real. It is the realest. You hear that, Iggy? Now, I know what some of you are saying.
I don't believe in global warming.
Well, do you believe in pictures? In regards to global warming, let's examine the facts. But before we even do that, let's discuss where you will and will not find facts. From a scientist? Yes. From a 2,000-year-old book? No. From extensive scientific analysis tested by scientists? Yes. From Al Gore's big head? No. From Al Gore's big ass? No. From data compiled from years of scientific analysis conducted by scientists. There's that word again. From Fox News? Never. From Bill Nye the Science Guy? He's got science in his name. What have we learned? What have we learned? From your conservative uncle who seems to think that just because it's f***ing snowing where he happens to be, that completely justifies that the rest of the planet isn't getting warmer. No. Okay, there is a difference between climate and weather. And if you can't explain that, then maybe you should shut the fuck up, because I'm sick and tired of having this fucking conversation every Thanksgiving. I apologize. Seem to have gotten off topic. Where were we? Oh, yes, the word facts. The word facts, a noun, refers to a thing that is indisputably the case. Keyword indisputably. The word NASA is an acronym for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. And here are just seven facts provided by NASA in regards to global warming. Sea level rise. Global temperature rise. Warming oceans. Shrinking ice sheets. It looked bigger a long time ago, in the 70s. Glacial retreats. You come here too? Extreme weather events. Ocean acidification. I didn't know what to do, so I'm not doing anything. But it's bad. Interesting note, those facts are also pictures. The thing we examined earlier. It's important to note that I am not a scientist. That being said, I still believe in science. But maybe you don't. Hopefully, though, you believe in history. Because if history has taught us anything, it's that at one point, people believed that the Earth was flat, the center of the solar system, and only 2,000 years old. Seems fucking crazy now. Thanks, science. Keep being science, which is what you are all the time. This video paid for by science, which no one actually paid for anything because people keep underfunding science, but it's still finding a way through. It's like evolution, which is also a real thing. Life finds a way. Thanks again for watching. Be sure to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Vine. And promise, it's not all science, and a lot of it's not science. I'm not going to lie. It's not a lot of science on that.
Get all the best talk in one place. MoreHotRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls.
Now, it's so deep, an interesting show. It won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want. The best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. Bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and C-Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. They ask me what's my favorite podcast. I say DB. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune in to the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's Deep V. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? Deep V Podcast.
Deep V.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Fuck it.
Roll it, light it. Fuck it, I don't usually smoke like this. Oh, but roll it, light it, fuck it. I want buckets, high grade nuggets. Roll it, light it, fuck it. I wanna choke on this shit like I'm sucking. I wanna choke on this shit like you're bussing. Oh, that sounds disgusting, just fuck it and light it for me.
We've been on some new shit lately. You can't visit different places, different feeling, different faces. I'm smoking anticipation. I know that you know this. They cannot control this. I've been getting loaded. Lighted up that ecstasy. That brings out the best in me. My plug has been blessing me. I swear there's no stress in me. I'm just living my life on the edge. Put that hand on my heart like the pledge. I'ma pull this one up for my memories. I'ma play the best role. I know they gon' envy me. I teach your ass a new subject. Kiss that pussy, hold that stomach. Won't pull the trigger, baby. I'm not fumbling. Off the drugs, I'm stumbling. I done showed up late. I done rolled up eight. Popped a cold one, hey, yeah. Yeah. Hey, you met a new me. I'm not the same no more. I started off sipping late and now it's a dangerous pull. I'm living my life. I know they got haters, fool. I'm doing it right. Hopped out my neighbor's porch. We don't give a fuck about these niggas. Telling you again. I feel like I tell you over and over. It never end. I'll never bend. I swear I won't fold. I smoke one for my goal. I've been thinking of gold. I'm about to explode. Light it up. Roll that shit. Hold that shit. Who's hold that shit? Don't blow that shit. I don't know that shit. I'm flying in a dream. Hippie in the street. I'm blessed, I think. I've been on them pills, ayy. Blowing smoke like a meal, ayy. You know I come from the steel, ayy. I don't have a deal, ayy. But I'ma make a meal, ayy. Tell me how you feel, ayy.
Roll it, light it, fuck it. I don't usually smoke.
digits, high grade nuggets. Roll it, light it, fuck it. I wanna choke on this shit like I'm sucking. I wanna choke on this shit like you're bussing. Oh, that sounds disgusting. Just fuck it and light it for me.
I missed the show, I don't know about my bread, about my dough. Break it down, make some more. I shoot off in the sky, I'm a taker. I shoot off at stars, I'm a blazer. I'm smoking that dope, they can't take much. I'm smoking that dope, they can't tame us. Hey, I make it rain on bitches. Hey, I got money for riches. Hey, I'ma get mama riches. Hey. They don't know me yet, I'ma be multi, I'ma multiply. I'ma stab my moolah to the sky, I'ma fly. I'ma be a shark, I'ma be that guy. Hold the wheel, baby, drive, I'm gone without a bite.
Boys, did you love me? I've been so low. Can't get naturally high on my own no more. So I've been fucked up on a stick around a sweet. Been messed up on a shit that ain't me. Been hung up on a
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Club Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the DP.
You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
Warlike Radio!
I guess that's just a part of growing.
pain when I peep. Way back on the scene where my father used to be. Them drugs had him on the fiend, calling up the police. I was still so attached when he leave. And my mind and my rock never let me see a drop on the cheek. And she'll never let me see. She'll never let me see. Get that blade. Yeah, that blade. Yeah, that blade. Yeah. Like I said, that blade. Like I said, that blade. Yeah, that blade. Sending this one out. This one out to all the ladies and my girls at Nocturnal. Grab your journal. Love, we co-create this pain inside forever. Oh please, you bees, just take a look. A life can change from a person's story or book. You're hooked, cause ain't no such thing as halfway lifted. The spirits around when the crown opens expansive sound. It's similar to shaman law. Now we all flow up and fold and beyond, we in control. They better have the gemstones ready. Setting the babies free and my third eye steady. Hand healing is subtle, we touch you. Cells expand, no BS to go home with. My aura is thick, cause I'll be up in the mix of rapture. Enlightenment, this is what I'm after. The hate got a girl depressed. Wish my ether was an armor to absorb the stress. God bless your soul, the hematite is laid. Now I'm searching for the scroll. Holy grail quilt, the feminine re-enter. Two skills to one, put us together. It's like mixing citrine and guilt. Duality is lasting, taking my enemies with me. And all the outcasts that I will never regret. See, goddess of Zimmy retracted and some confused it. As an act, we've risen, now we can't turn back. This is a fact, quantum physics is my crack. That I can't say no, I will release the slack. Take a breath, thank goddess you're alive. Revival of the fifth sun, we will survive. Keep giving love until the day that we die. Revival of the fifth sun, we will survive. Keep giving love until the day that we die. Revival of the fifth sun, we will survive. Keep giving love until the day that we die. Revival of the fifth sun, we will survive. Keep giving love until the day that we die. Revival of the fifth. I'm zapped in the vortex, I'm Elka with the flow. You know, when the crow beats low, his feathers go. Remember that, as long as you don't have my back, I'll be on the clock, hustling, recording a track. Reroute my team intact and proceed exhausted. But certain payout, more than the cost. And it's written the new world order, forget it, you're smitten. My mother gave up, spent a lot of time wishing. My fifth world is my new sale pitch. And ask my fam when I separated, alien fits in. But this shit happens for a reason. No sense in holding me down, it's really you that you're fist squeezing. Science now explains how the higher self tickle. Hit with a 528 hertz of cold. Take responsibility and stop all the blame. No need to shoot bigger than me, forget the fame. The point is to tip the 100th monkey real quick. Only a few absorbing all your prejudice. Full effect, don't forget, ain't done yet. No matter how much love I get, I'm making freedom my project. Forever, not giving up until it gets better. Indeed, self-improving, then we get together. When baby's in the hearse, something just don't work. Try not to react to silly ish and let my feelings hurt. My crew's all about truth, we still cute. And quickly see the inner beauty root beyond self. On the track, stood up when I fell. In the city of bridges, the portal opens well. You better realize. Keep giving love until the day that we die. Revival of the fifth sun, we will survive. Keep giving love until the day that we die. Revival of the fifth sun, we will survive. Keep giving love until the day that we die. Revival of the fifth sun, we will survive. Keep giving love until the day that we die. Revival of the fifth.
Yeah. Shout out to Brett, an American built. Peter Joseph. And Zeitgeist. Ben Stewart from Kanonica. I'm a wee wee, Mob Deep, much love.
Catch the last Hippo Juice show. Here's what you probably missed.
I just keep thinking to myself, and it makes me giggle, that every time I hear the story, I imagine it was Ray Romano in the same situation.
Oh.
Oh, Deborah.
Kind of does.
I barely touched her. Come on. Oh. Oh, it was my brother. Look at him. He's bigger than me. Come on. Oh. Come on. Everybody loves me. I got twins. Come on. Oh, let's go Home Depot. Come on.
Deborah.
fess up, Raymond. You know it was you that got you on video.
Anybody want soup?
Ma, come on. We're talking over here.
Oh, man. I'm dying.
So if you learn anything from Hippo Juice, remember, Ray Romano allegedly punched his wife in an elevator.
Right.
We don't report the news accurately. We report half of it. Whatever. It's still news, so fuck you guys. This is more entertaining than some football player.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Occupy our balls.
You can do it. It's all up to you. Lil Bibby on police officers. You gotta show them a little respect. Lil Bibby says that police officers throughout the nation need to be shown a level of respect. During a recently published interview with Vlad TV, the Chicago artist revealed that in the past he has received a little slack from the police as he showed them a level of respect. The same, however, cannot be said about some of his associates. The police, they get me some slack, man, because I know how to talk. My homies, they just come off as disrespectful, though. The police, they mess with us for no reason, but my homies, they'd be disrespectful. I think if you know how to speak to an officer, they'll cut you a little slack, or at least they'll respect you a little bit more. If you come off disrespectful, the officers, they be broke as fuck, man. They ain't really get paid no money. We walking around with big... All right, remember, I'm just reading what he's stated here. We walking around with big ass nuts in our pockets, and officers be pissed off about that, man. They get paid close to minimum wage, and they gotta drive around in a hot ass car. They be pissed off, so I think you gotta show them a little respect, man. They got these shitty ass jobs. They don't get to, again, quoting here, they don't get to fuck none of the bad bitches, man. They be hating, man. So you just gotta show them a little respect and think of that sometimes. Elsewhere in the conversation, Lil Bibby weighed in on a widely discussed notion of officers wearing body cameras. He says, "I don't know, man. These cops got so much shit up their sleeve. They probably know how to put a mute button on that motherfucker and do their thing." Laughs. So I don't know, man. Ain't no telling what they got going. Now, aside from all the bad bitches talk and nuts in the pocket, I think, you know, he brings up very solid points, you know. And it's, you know, I don't want to go into super duper detail on it. We've talked about it before, but I, you know, I just wanted to highlight, I mean, someone who can easily come off as quite ignorant based off of the way that he speaks and what he talks about, but you know what I'm saying? He makes a very valid point. These are people who are doing a job that, and then some of them, they might not be too happy to be doing, you know what I'm saying? They might be having a bad day. They might be, you know, in the worst possible situation that, you know, they can consider themselves in. And it helps when they pull somebody over, you're not acting like a fucking retard, you know? So, I mean, I think that the tone of what Mr. Bibby here is saying is very true, you know? These are people who are putting their lives on the line for close to nothing overall, you know, pretty close to nothing. And they get pissed on 24/7. And that's got to be a little bit frustrating. If you know, and I say it all the time, if you know how to handle yourself and how to talk to police, you will be world's surprised of the amount of slack that it gets you. And that is what Lil Bibby here is trying to say. So I wanted to highlight that just to go, you know, just to, again, I'm all about further proving that I'm a genius and most of you out there are not. So with that being said, we're going to close out the rest of the show with some throwbacks. DUI from Leek Summers. Strawberry Vodka by Chris. Flexing on Them by Cobb Mob. And one of my favorites, Three by Peter Jones, featuring Trell Mack and Sean Archer. #, you know what time it is. Street knowledge, street knowledge, street knowledge.
Swallow from these words and these verses. These niggas malnourished. They hate like they ain't heard it for their own reassurance. When I'm at block, this convergence. Make non-believers learn that. Yeah, we came from the bottom. Made it on the top and we earned that. It's a new golden dawn. 007 with the golden arm. Take one shot, let it go, you're gone. These name rappers keep holding on. We're rolling on. Yeah, from the sun up though. Don't get scared when I run up though. Tryna say I wasn't on the come up though. They never heard me on the come up show. We'll be running these streets, run these beats like we're police. What's through the dumb is old to me. Classic shit like DODs. You will see the takeover. Not Chicken Man or Jehovah. Get your Philly hip hop makeover. Where the at, nigga, hanging space over the brakes over.
It's the man. SKE, motherfucker, with your mind back. Nigga, with your mind, nigga, nigga, with your mind. It's the SKE, motherfucker, with your mind back.
Cause I don't feel these niggas, all these nerd ass rappers, and I'm tired y'all to little ass niggas. So I'ma show you how to do it though. When I jump in the studio, flow like Fluio. Act up, pull a boot up, put it straight to your head, switch your shit like Coolio. Can't fuck with the shit that I'm on. Stay fresh to death in that Louis Vuitton. Bring heat like LeBron, y'all niggas been warm. Ain't no rapper out, you no fucking with Sean. Cause I'm so big when I do it. My style's got the game on locks. Fly like Mason, I'm more in death, low loony, so I got him saying, roll black Rob. Hold up, I'm about to blow up. When it's all said and
making the flow be crazy. Got the blueprint like it's homie, baby. Got an attitude like I'm talking with the mister. Got a little buzz now, fucking with your sister. See, it's nothing to a nigga when I put it to a nigga. 4-5, cop back, that's a bullet with a trigger fly. Smack dudes when I'm in a bad mood. AKA a bad dude, I'm bringing with the bad news. I'm too pretty for a teardrop tattoo. I'm too gritty for your hustle and cash rules. My mojo, when I come with the fofo, you better woo-woo-woo-woo-woo to the po-po when I squeeze the photo. These fake friends is emotional. Man, I got the game in the remote control. World is mine cause I built the glow. Friends become enemies, then I kill some foes. All I really rap about is stacking money. Hustlers, they on the block. Rubber bands and rapping money. I was hungry after money. Now Ferrari's lapping 20. Feel so good up in the hood. Look at you and laugh at money. Broke nigga, I ain't done yet. I'm too focused on my goals for a nigga have fun yet. Fuck a 600 bills, I gotta drop less. And I told you the culture that I got next. Old niggas better move over. I'm a new nigga, that's a new soldier. Got two bitches right around, they be laughing in the new Rover. Wanna save me with Peter Jones, you better do over. Nigga, live with a competition and with a proposition. And a bit the camera wrong, so they couldn't copy written. And they like, how you figure that's with the rewind button? And you gotta listen back. Why niggas try to rap with him? They better all try attacking him. Everybody with a Trinidad J's, I'm on platinum. You want war, you better grab your gun.
It's the SKE, motherfucker, with your mind back. Nigga, with your mind, nigga, nigga, with your mind. It's the SKE, motherfucker, with your mind back. Nigga, with your mind, nigga, nigga, with your mind back.
Loud in the blunt, cup full of hen. Y'all can let the haters know I'm going in. I said y'all can let the haters know I'm going in. I'm flexing on these hoes, flexing on these hoes. Flexing on these hoes, flexing on these hoes. I'm flexing on these hoes, flexing on these hoes. I'm flexing on these hoes, flexing on these hoes. Paid in full, got me swagging on my miss shit. I make hits like I'm Madden with the hit stick. I'm switching gears on these niggas, shift kit. Niggas acting hard, really soft like lipstick. I'm hot enough to make the dough rise, biscuit. Hot enough to get in those thighs, pimp shit. Those guys, I'm killing all your dogs on my Vic shit. Blowing on that blue Cali Kush, Crip shit. Spit sick. Lean's the prescription, yeah. And I ain't worried about you hoes, I'm with my henchmen, no. I swear to God I'm killing niggas with a lynching. Hall of Fame player, young vet, Cal Ripken. Y'all switching, kinda like when she walk, yeah. Yeah, I speak expensive, I ain't worried about the cheap talk, yeah. Syrup got me slow and I ain't never been a retard. This shit's Monopoly, I'm about to land on free park. Fresh in the bitch, swag on 10, loud in the blunt, cup full of hen. Y'all can let the haters know I'm going in. I said y'all can let the haters know I'm going in. I'm flexing on these hoes, flexing on these hoes. Flexing on these hoes, flexing on these hoes. I'm flexing on these hoes, flexing on these hoes. I'm flexing on these hoes, flexing on these hoes.
A young skinny nigga, but I can bag it up. But if she want a skinny nigga, tell her bag it up. See, I'm a trafficker, I can have her bagging up. I send her back to you, you say she got a swagger up. See, they mad at us, cause we the shit in Michigan. I get them things gone faster than I get them in. And you young nigga, I recommend you come to spin. I got a flow to make a nigga wanna get it in.
Swag on 10, loud in the blunt, cup full of hen. Y'all can let the haters know I'm going in. I said y'all can let the haters know I'm going in. I'm flexing on these hoes, flexing on these hoes.
flexing on these hoes, flexing on these hoes. I'm flexing on these hoes, flexing on these hoes. I'm flexing on these hoes, flexing on these hoes. Real talk, I hustle and flow. Terrence Howell, a college nigga. Got a couple bitches, Darren Howell. See, first you get the money, then you get the power. Could get your girl for a lifetime, give me your hour. I'm the future, George Jetson on him. A skinny nigga, but they loving how I'm flexing on him. Like John, I'ma be a legend on him. Rookie of the year, 2011, homie. Do now, anybody that you think hot, bet I can cool down. Niggas tell lies then, I'm the truth now. Ready to the top, and I'm too high to shoot down. Baby girl, don't tree, I make a buy 2 pounds. All the drinks on me for the next few rounds. Niggas say they ballin' when they only got a few fouls. The swag, you can call to say I'm flyin' in a few pounds. Fresh in the bitch, swag on 10. Loud in the blunt, cup full of hen. Y'all can let the haters know I'm going in. I said y'all can let the haters know I'm going in. I'm flexing on these hoes, flexing on these hoes. Flexing on these hoes, flexing on these hoes. I'm flexing on these hoes, flexing on these hoes. I'm flexing on these hoes, flexing on these hoes.
Was coming from west with a car full of ganja, full of ganja, full of ganja. Driving so skillful, me no try make no swerve, try make no swerve, try make no swerve. But as me reach up a junction, the vehicle a malfunction. Me say to myself, what is this? But me a keep me composure, no one cops pull me over. So me never try get panic because me car full of herbs, full of herbs. And if them catch me lot of time, me a go serve. Car full of herbs, full of herbs. And if them catch me lot of time, me I go serve. Coming from west with a car full of ganja, full of ganja, full of ganja. Driving so skillful, me no try make no swerve, try make no swerve, try make no swerve. But as me reach up a junction, the vehicle a malfunction. Me say to myself, what is?
Fuck! What the fuck up?
Endeavors, cause expression and whether or not these girls is trying to party. This liquid awesomeness got me feeling a little naughty. Sixes becoming nines, falling deeper in the mist of the summer coming, but now uncontrollable abyss. I'm standing on top of objects in someone else's apartment. More than that, imaginary people claiming they started a dispute with him and her. The other two over there, to find a stranger with some extra drink they're willing to share. And I tell them, oh, this is how I vibe, and I ain't got an addiction. What I got inside my cup, provide me with what I'm missing. And it might be a little difficult to get my attention. Seeing as I got this strawberry fucking inside my system, and I'm like, hold up, hold up, wait, wait.
Thank you guys for tuning in to My Time Now this week. Almost didn't make this show. Just was not feeling great. Still not feeling great, but still made the show. Good times, good times, good times. Stick around. Dutch and Royce is up next. Make sure that you are following us on Twitter at It's MTN, or if you're feeling a little flirtatious, feel free to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/It's MTN. Make sure that you tune in next week as we, as usual, will have more great music for you and more amazing stories. Once again, Dutch and Royce is up next. We don't have too many game overs except for the game over that was issued promptly and factually by Microsoft today. And they set that message out clear and loud that if you are not innovating and you are not a part of the new, then for you it is game over.